Rebuttal to argument in favor of bond measure G. Do Novato schools excel? No. WASC's probation report found 9 important deficiencies at San Marin High. San Marin High ranks 3rd from the bottom in Marin and is failing in math. Novato High isn't much better. Why $222 million? That's the maximum NUSD can borrow, given Novato's credit limit under state guidelines. NUSD's newsletter describes Novato voters as, quote, generous, end quote, because we've approved its past funding requests. A 2001 facilities bond expires in 2026, and a 2009 parcel tax, extended in 2014, expires in 2023. The parcel tax increased $96 to $251 per parcel. Measure G is a new tax. NUSD's priorities are confused. It spent $100,000 to study adding field lights at San Marin High School, eventual cost $1 million, knowing it had $40 million in unmet facility needs, including roof and plumbing repairs. NUSD surveyed Novato residents and learned residents' priorities are for academic and facilities improvements. Then they ignored those priorities. That's like a homeowner spending money on recreation because roof and plumbing repairs are too expensive. You wouldn't do it, and neither should NUSD. NUSD is already subject to citizen oversight. It doesn't work. NUSD appoints the oversight committee and isn't obligated to listen. Remember, City of Novato pulled a bait and switch with Measure F funds in spite of citizen oversight. www.learnmorenusdbond.com/measuref. Oversight should come from voters. NUSD can't be trusted with a 25-year blank check that permits it to borrow up to its state-mandated maximum. Vote no. Make NUSD come back with a 5-year request so voters can oversee NUSD borrowing at reasonable intervals. www.learnmorenusdbond.com. Signature Kenneth Levin, parent, business owner. Signature Jerry Kinney, Novato High School principal, retired. Signature Reginald W. Lyles, Novato police captain, retired. Signature Linda Scheibel, registered nurse. Signature Stephen D. Murphy, teamster.